Finally today, music from an Indian woman who's always known exactly what she wants.
I always wanted to be free and not depend on my father for pocket money or eventually my boyfriends or brother and that sort of thing.
That's Trita Sinha. She's the driving force behind Trita Electric.
Sajana more ghar aao, sajana more ghar aao.
Trita Sinha grew up in Kolkata. She says the women around her weren't all that happy.
I had seen tears on faces of my aunts or mother or, you know, people, just teachers randomly in school. And that made me feel that something is not right.
Music, Trita Sinha says, was her way out, a ticket to financial independence and liberation. And that independent streak started at a very young age. Trita Sinha was only 5 years old when she started singing. She got herself through college by singing in Bollywood movies. But singing songs written by other people wasn't enough for Sinha. She needed to write her own songs and front her own band. That's where Trita Electric comes in. Sinha calls it ethno-punk music. The ethno part is a nod to her classical Indian musical roots. And the punk, she says, helps her express the struggles of being an independent woman in India today. The song is off the band's album Pagli. Pagli means crazy woman. And the songs on it tell the story of a woman who feels confined by tradition. But she breaks the rules and finds freedom, much like Trita Sinha herself.
To discover freedom, sometimes we need to go through very crazy moments or a tunnel of insanity sometimes to just realize what is freedom or how important freedom can be for our individual deep inner selves. And that really opened the door of my independent, musical life.
We'll leave you with one more song off the album Pagli by Trita Electric. This track's called Ranga Mari. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Back with you tomorrow.